Log Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Yes, today is the lifestyle of the rich and not the famous. Yes, we're going to talk about that. I'm super excited because, you know, we always bring to you on Mondays a powerful prayer warrior, meditation queen. She brings us each and every Monday, Arlene. Yes, this is The Love Journey. They call this a prayer line. I call it an experience, a love experience. Where every man is from the sun. Morning, and you're going to hear Speak to My Heart right here on The Love Journey with Donnie McClurkin and Janine Ingram. Yes, and then we're going to have Arlene Cahet come in and bring us some meditation and prayer. Good, fabulous Monday morning.
I can hear from you, and I'll know what to do. I won't go up. go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
Give me your
holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
then I know what to
do. Then I know what to do.
I want someone
to love you.
I'll never go on my own.
No,
tuned in to the Love Journey, another episode. Yes, yes, they call this a prayer line, but I'll call it a love experience. Yes, welcome to your love experience. We're going to bring in Arlene Cahet, the queen of prayer and meditation. She brings it to us every Monday morning. Good morning, Arlene.
Good morning, and good morning, family. So we can go ahead and get started. And if you're able to, go ahead and close your eyes, and I am asking you to go ahead and take in three cleansing breaths that are coming from your primordial essence, the place in which you were created from. So go ahead and inhale. And exhale. Two more times. Inhale and exhale. One more time. Inhale and exhale. Now, in your mind's eye, I want you to see a golden beam of light that is coming from the source of creation. And I feel it come and permeating down through the crown of your head. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation, with the divine I am. Feel it come down your crown, inside of your head, inside and out, this golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the divine I am. Everywhere this light touches brings you into alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy. I am peace. Feel it come down your face, down to your neck and your shoulders. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the divine I am. and brings you into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Feel it come down your shoulders, chest, down your arms, down to your fingertips and your torso, and everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Now feel that golden beam of life come down your fingertips, down your hips, your thighs, your knees, and everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am. Now feel it come down your calves and down your legs to your feet, down through the soles of your feet to the center of the earth. Just see that golden beam of light go down to the very center of the earth. When it gets there, just stay here for a moment and allow every energetic aspect of yourself fall into complete alignment with the divine I am. Let every energetic aspect of yourself come into complete alignment with the source of creation. And everywhere this light touches brings everything into alignment with I am whole, complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am peace. Now allow yourself to ask, how does wholeness feel to your energetic body, to your physical body? Go ahead and anchor that in. What does perfectness feel like to your energetic body, to your physical body? Just resonate in that feeling and let it anchor in. What does completeness feel like to your energetic body and your physical body? Resonate with that and anchor it in. What does I am divine love feel like to your in your physical body? And anchor that in. What does being the embodiment of joy feel like to your energetic body and your physical body? Go ahead and anchor that in. Does peace feel like to your energetic body and your physical body? Go ahead and anchor that in. now see that golden beam of light make its way back from the center of the earth through the earth's layers up to you. And everything, everywhere this light touches, brings everything into alignment with I am whole, perfect. I am complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am peace. Feel that golden beam of light come through the soles of your feet, up your legs, up your calves, and everywhere this light touches is I am whole, perfect, I am complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am peace. Feel it come up your knees and up your thighs. Feel it come up your fingertips and your hips. And everywhere this light energetic aspect of yourself is I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Feel it come up your arms and up your torso. Up your chest and up to your shoulders, and everywhere this light touches is, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Now feel it come up your neck, and up your face, up your head through the crown of your head, going up to the source of creation. Allow yourself to stay here for a moment. And everywhere this light touches is, I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am peace. Now, what does it feel like to your energetic body and your physical body when you say, or when it is, I am whole? When you amplify, I am whole, what does that feel like? It is anchored in, and this is what you amplify in the world. What does it feel like to your energetic body and your physical body when you say, I am complete? What does it feel like to amplify completeness? This is what you amplify in the world. What does it feel like to your body, to your physical and energetic body, when you amplify, I am perfect? What does that feel like? What does perfectness feel like when you amplify, I am perfect? And this is what you're sending out into the world. What does it feel like to your energetic body and your physical body when you amplify, I am divine love? What does that feel like? This is what you send out into the world. What does it feel like to be the embodiment of joy? What does it feel like to your energetic body? What does it feel like to your physical body? This is what you're sending out in the world. What does it feel like to your body to amplify peace? What does it feel like to your energetic body? What does it feel like to your physical body to amplify peace? And this is what you're sending out into the world. Now, allow that golden beam of light to completely surround you, filling out your aura, your bioenergetic field. And everywhere this light touches is, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Everywhere this light touches is transformed into I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Now expand that golden beam of light out to your family and into your community. And everywhere this light touches brings everything into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Now expand that golden beam of light throughout our nation. And everywhere this light touches brings everything into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Now expand that golden beam of light out throughout our world, totally surrounding our world. And everywhere this light touches brings the world into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Now expand that golden beam of light, sending that energy pulse out into the universe. And everywhere this light touches transforms the universe into I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Father, Mother God, illuminate the divine I am that is within us. Let us operate within the consciousness that you would have us operate at. Let humanity and leaders around the world be transformed and operate at the consciousness that you would have them operate at. Let everyone see themselves as whole, as perfect, and complete. Bring healing and wholeness to our minds, our bodies, and bring healing and wholeness to our finances. Bring healing and wholeness to our relationships. reveal to us what needs to be changed and released, and infuse us with the courage to do what is necessary to change. Dissolve the fear. Dissolve the doubt. Dissolve the resistance. Dissolve the feelings of undeservedness. Let us stand and feel the absolute knowing that all is well. All is well. Let us stand and feel your presence. Let the illumination of your grace fill us. Let us step into the dream that you have for our lives. Help us to surrender to that vision, God. Let us resonate with the wholeness, perfectness, and completeness of the I Am. And if there is anything missing from this prayer, please take it out of our consciousness and put it on thy altar seat and make it manifest to your divine will. And I say this through the consciousness of Christ. Amen. Ashe. And so it is.
Amen. 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 That's Arlene Cahet. Share any information you want to give us. Thank you again. Phenomenal. Another phenomenal prayer.
Yes. If anyone wants to get in contact with me, I do energy healing as well as consults. And my number is area code 973-885-6930. Again, that number is area code 973-885-6930. Or you can reach me through my website. That's Healing Paradigms. That's HEALINGPARADIGMS.com. Or you can reach me through Facebook. My name is Arlene Cahet. That's Kahet. And if there's anybody who's interested in actually having a blog talk show on the Family Healing Circle, please feel free to give me a call. And again, my number is area code 973-885-6930.
All right. Thank you again, Arlene
Cahet. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Blessings
to you as well. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. That was Arlene Cahet, and I am Janine Ann Ingram. They call this the prayer line, but I call it an experience. Welcome to your love experience. We're going to start off with a song by Kim on his Christmas CD called Glorify the King.
Sometimes I fail to see you're the reason that I believe. You sacrificed your love for me in spite of all the bad decisions that I made. And this is why I say I will glorify the King, the one that I adore, when no other heart could ever love me more. You magnify your life in me with no regard for all the promises I bring. And this is why I say I will glorify the King.
We glorify, we glorify the Lord.
Glorify the King.
We glorify, we glorify.
Every voice, your praise is erupt unto the I know that I'll never be the same. So I glorify the King, 'cause now I see you're the reason that I believe, because you gave your life for me. I will worship you with every breath I take. The more I pray, the more I love Christmas Day. And this is why I say, I will glorify the King.
Wow, that's Kim. You're tuned in to The Love Journey, and I am Janine Ingram. That's Kim right here on The Love Journey, excited about Christmas. You know, I love Christmas family because I believe the real reason for Christmas is love. The reason for the season is love. I think of all the times in the year, this is where we really get to see love in action. Watching T.I. down in Atlanta, taking all single parents who was in Walmart, buying all the toys, people giving, sharing, loving. I love to see Christmas. I love the feeling of family and love and giving and receiving, because we don't realize it's equally important to receive as it is to give. And so I love to see the giving and the receiving family. You tuned in to The Love Journey, and today is, what is it? Another episode of The Lifestyle of the Rich and Not So Famous. And we're going to talk about YouTubers. How many people would have thought YouTube could have made you a millionaire? Family, the following 12 people made insane money by posting any videos on their YouTube channels. When I say insane, I'm talking about insane money. The 10 channels represented by the 12 highest earning YouTube stars of the year brought in a whopping, all right, family, right here on The Lifestyle of the Rich and Not So Famous, $70.5 million. That's a 23% increase from last year. Like it or not, YouTube stars are here to stay. The names may change, the rankings may change, but whether they are a prankster, a gamer, a rapper, a nerd, or an LGBT activist, these creative individuals have carved out a niche for themselves in the audience, and big dollars are following. How big? All of the YouTube stars have made over. Now, family, I want you to get your ears ready. All right, let's get the drum rolling. $5 million over the past year. Now it's time to put our thinking caps on, family. Let me say, it's time to put our thinking caps on, people. There's big money out there. And if we are God's greatest creation, then I'm sure we can have an idea to post on YouTube to bring us a whopping $5 million. Wow. I heard a quote this weekend on Oprah watching Super Soul Sunday, and it was the definition of hell. Isn't that interesting? The definition of hell. And I want you to really think about what I'm about to say, because when you really think about life, what is life without having the things we really desire? She said the definition of hell, which was quoted by Wes Montgomery's sister, one day God showing me everything I could have accomplished if I only tried. The definition of hell, one day God showing me everything I could have accomplished if I only had tried. That's interesting. So let's go over these wonderful
YouTube channel. They are the highest earning YouTube stars. Colleen Ballinger, $5 million. Colleen Ballinger's quirky alter ego, Miranda Sings, has brought her big-time exposure. She recently did a stand-up tour, self-help, and has scored a series deal with Netflix Family. Wow. Rhett and Link, $5 million. This goofy pair hosts a satirical morning show called Good Mythical Morning. They nab big-time guests such as Amy Schumer and Daniel Radcliffe. German Jamita, $5.5 million. And guess how old? 26 years old. This Chilean comic is the youngest on the list. He is a Latin American's biggest YouTube star with 48 million subscribers across three channels. All right, y'all. Number seven, Mark Plyer, $5.5 million. Now, you know what he made his money on? The game. This gamer, his real name is Mark Fishbach, burst into the YouTube scene a little more than a year ago. In that time, he has amassed, in over a year, 15 million subscribers and a hefty paycheck, again, of $5.5 million family. Tyler Oakley, $6 million. Tyler Oakley is an LGBT activist and author. His 2015 book, Binge, was a bestseller that got him the attention of Ellen DeGeneres, with whom he signed a production deal. Come on, family. You got to take advantage of this YouTube. Rosanna Pisano, $6 million. Rosanna Pisano has hit upon a unique audience with her YouTube show called Nerdy Nummies. The baking show for geeks has featured delectable desserts like molecular macaroons and a Death Star cake. Come on. As she's sitting on the TV, I'm going to have to look up some of these people. I can't believe she making $6 million doing what she loves. Okay, family. Lily Singh, $7.5 million. This Canadian rapper, dancer, comedian makes light of her Punjabi heritage on her channel. It has paid off. Lily Singh's worldwide trip to Unicorn Island stand-up tour was a big hit. How about Roman Atwood? $8 million. Roman Atwood is the Johnny Knoxville of YouTube. His pranks are attracting lots of subscribers and big-name sponsors that has driven his income up 70% over the past year. $8 million, family. $8 million. All right, family. Here's the number one YouTuber for the year 2016 at this point, family. PewDiePie, $15 million. Surely the apocalypse is high when a guy who goes by PewDiePie makes $15 million on YouTube. Ha! Huh. In all seriousness, this Swedish comedian, whose real name is Felix Arvid Leif Kajerberg, has found the niche of all niches. He plays games while offering very colorful commentary. The 27-year-old Let's Play Vlog has the most subscribers of any YouTube content creator, and his PewDiePie channel has more than 13 billion total views. I didn't say million with an M. I said 13 billion with the B, family. Total views. Bow down to PewDiePie. He has it all figured out, folks. $15 million. That's our number one YouTube of the week. Of the year, I mean, family. Wow. Who would have thought? Isn't that how they say it? Who would have really thought that you can make all that money on YouTube? YouTube, just on YouTube, family. Colleen Ballinger with Miranda Sings is an American comedian, actress, singer, YouTube person. Her net worth is over $8 million. Colleen Ballinger was born in California in 1986, family.
You know what that means? See, only $30. Dollager majored in vocal performance at Azusa Pacific University. She performed for Disney in California from 2007 to 2009 and gave voice and piano lessons. She performed on stage in High School Musical. Ballinger is best known for playing the internet character Miranda Sings. She posts videos of the character on YouTube and also performers in comedy clubs and theaters worldwide. Colleen's YouTube channel is called Psycho Soprano Ballinger. Ballinger has performed off-Broadway and has appeared on television and web TV as well as guest artist on many albums. She has over 400 million views on YouTube. And she was nominated for a Teen Choice Award in 2014. So as Miranda Sings, she appears as Miranda Sings and comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld on The Tonight Show in 2014. Ballinger has been ranked one of the top 100 most influential YouTubers. Her Miranda Sings comedy channel was ranked number 7, and her Psycho Soprano channel was ranked number 17 on YouTube comedy channel. In 2015, Colleen wrote a successful memoir and signed a new Netflix deal for him. And today she earns $5 million per year from her various endeavors. Wow, family. That's who we're featuring, these 12 different people on our Lifestyle of the Rich and Not So Famous. And when you think about it, family, it's just taking our ideas and bringing them to life on YouTube. Family, I think it's time for us to get into YouTube. Can you imagine creating and bringing forth your ideas on a major platform like YouTube? I wonder what keeps us from living our dreams. Living your dream. You know, we're in a time now, family, where social media is really giving us a place, a platform. It's evening the playing field. And some of us may not like social media, but we might need to get into more social media. Maybe it's because we have to face our fears and live our dreams. Let's talk about that. Master Kent talked about it in an article that I read. Face your fears and live your dreams. You see, when it comes to personal growth, there's so many ideas, systems, thoughts, paths to choose. Eventually, they all lead back to this one truth. What you are seeking is within you. What you are seeking is within you. You see, in my life, I had three major revelations that helped me step out of the thoughts of fear and lack and step into a life of greater and greater abundance. And here they are. You might want to listen, family, real intently. The universe will always support you in manifesting your purpose because it created you to do so. Come on, family. I'm going to say that again. God, the creator, the most high, however you see the energy that's bigger than you, the universe will support you. You see, this universe is friendly to your desires. It will support you in manifesting your purpose because it created you to do so. You see, the universe is always pushing you to this greatest and best champion inside of you because, let me tell you, when the universe fastens you, when God, the creator, created you, absolutely, the creator was absolutely proud. Because when it looked at all the beautiful, amazing things it created, you see, when the creator saw all the beautiful things that it created, the flowers, the trees, the bees, the animals, the earth, but when it fashioned you, when it took itself and said, let me make you in my through myself, it looked at you and said, you was, God said, ooh, my greatest creation yet. Do you realize you are God's greatest creation? There's no way that God does not want you to live an abundant life. You are God's greatest miracle on the planet. And the universe, God,
The unseen presence is always pushing us to our highest and our best. You see, family, you can't lose with the stuff you use when you use your spiritual tools, when you turn within, because what you are seeking is seeking you. What you are seeking is within you, and it's also seeking you too, family. Love is where you come from. Love is where you come from. Love is your birthright. It is the basic principle to your creator. It is a basic principle to love your creator. Love yourself and love your fellow sentient beings with the same love that you have for yourself. And I can tell you that more than enough, that you are more than enough, just because you are. And things are always going to work out for the best. You see, by realizing these principles, my life has gone from itty bitty tiny to huge. So if it's true that the universe will support me in my purpose, then that means any thoughts I have and actions I do that are not aligned with my purpose are actually making my life harder. Come on, family. Let me say that again. Because so many times we get caught up in the okey-doke. We get caught up in the overlay for the underlay, family. We get caught up. We get caught up. We get lose focus. You see, if the universe will support you in your purpose, then that means that any thoughts and actions that do not align with your purpose are actually making your life harder, more stressful, and less full. Because all those fearful thoughts of lack and all those doubting thoughts about whether I will be taken care of or not is never proved to be true. Come on, family. How many of us know it consciously, but we don't necessarily act it out? Let me say it again. If it's true that the universe will support me, you, and our purpose, then that means any thoughts that we have and any actions that we have, that we do that are not aligned with our purpose are actually making our lives harder, more stressful, and less full. You see, all these fearful thoughts of lack, all these doubting thoughts about whether we will be taken care of or not have not proven to be true. What I had to do was sacrifice my ego's desire and let go of any past identity or what I thought I deserved and instead accept the gift of my journey. This doesn't mean you will live in a mansion after the first week of living your purpose. In my case, I lived in an 8x8 room for a year, but it was worth it. I knew the seeds I was sowing would grow, and I was supported, and I'm still supported. From fragile beginnings, the roots of my journey have begun to support a stronger hold on my life. This will be the same for you. You will be supported, not in the way that you may want to be, but in the way that you need to be. Come on, Holy Spirit, speak to their heart. If it's true that love is where you came from, it's important that you love yourself then. Because if you hate yourself, then that means you hate where you came from, you hate the creator, you hate your neighbors too. So it's vitally important that you get to work on loving you, because you are the very essence of everything that you that will ever come from you. And if you don't find what you valuable, then you will never find what you create as valuable, and no one else will take what you do as valuable because you're not taking it valuable. Come on, Holy Spirit, do your stuff this morning. I know you all get it. Somebody ought to say amen to that. You got to understand that if you are not loving you, if you are not loving you, there's no way you can love the Creator. Every negative thing you say about you, you're saying about the Creator. Because guess what? Again, I'm going to remind you when God looked at you. You see, when God, you know, you ever been excited to create something? You ever cooked a good meal and it was so good, it was even good to you? Or you ever did something or created something, it was so good that it felt good to you? You see, can you imagine the energy that God, the Creator, the Most High had when God took all of this self and sent you to the planet and said, as God, I'm sending you to the planet, as me, in me, all around me. And looked at you and said, ooh, that was good and very good. This is my greatest creation yet. Woo! Can you imagine that God looked at you and said you was the greatest miracle on the planet? But your greatest miracle started to look at itself and decide that it wasn't good enough. You see, when you start thinking you're not good enough, then you think that the Creator is not good enough. And if you hate yourself, you're beginning to realize, I want you to realize that you're hating the Creator, that you're even hating other people, your neighbors too. So it's vitally important that you get to work on loving you. And eventually, as you grow in the love for yourself, you will be more and more full and be able to share that love with others and even the love of your gifts and your purpose, wherever that may be. If you believe that things will always work out for the best, then this will give you such an empowered point of view through which to interpret the events of your life. So when things go wrong, you know it's for the best, and then make the best of it. See, this point of view is so important to incorporate. I just want you to marinate on that for a minute, fam. See, I don't care what the seemingly appearances are. If you believe that things always work out for the best, then this will give you an empowered point of view through which to interpret the events of your life. When things go wrong, you will know it's for the best and then make the best of it. This point of view is so important to incorporate into your life. If you do, you'll be able to overcome any challenges, and challenges will come on the path. Today, family. What will you do to know that you can live your dreams and that the universe is supporting you, and that you can't lose with the stuff you use when you use your spiritual tools? God got you. The universe has you. You are God's greatest miracle. You are God's greatest gift to the planet. You are God's greatest gift to the planet. There's nothing greater than the greatness of you. There's nothing more miracle-ized than you. You are the miracle of God today. You are the greatest gift to the planet. What would you do today to operate in the fullness of that knowing? You are God. Greatest miracle. So today, family, unless you have any questions, comments, and concerns, we're going to listen to a motivation call, Unbroken. And as you listen, family, I want you to take in every ounce of this energy, knowing that you can't lose. Live your dreams, live your purpose, because you really are God's greatest gift. We talked about these YouTubers. Think about it. This platform of social media has created such an amazing opportunity for people are becoming millionaires under 30 years of age. It's not too late, family. Here's Unbroken.
You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. Because believing that the dots will connect down the road will give you the confidence to follow your heart, even when it leads you off the well-worn path, and that will make all the difference. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. You've got to find what you love, and that is as true for work as it is for your lovers. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking, and don't settle. Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become.
But you're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. Most people give up on themselves easily. You know the human spirit is powerful? There's nothing as powerful. It's hard to kill the human spirit. Anybody can feel good when they have their health, their bills are paid, they have happy relationships. Anybody can be positive then. Anybody can have a larger vision then. Anybody can have faith under those kinds of circumstances. The real challenge of growth, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, comes when you get knocked down. It takes courage to act. Part of being hungry when you've been defeated, it takes courage to start over again. Fear kills dreams. Fear kills hope. Fear puts people in the hospital. Fear can age you, can hold you back from doing something that you know within yourself that you're capable of doing, but it will paralyze you.
At the end of your feelings is nothing. But at the end of every principle is a promise. Behind your little feelings, it might not be absolutely nothing at the end of your little feelings. But behind every principle is a promise. And some of you in your life, the reason why you're not at your goal right now, because you're just all about your feelings. You all on your feelings. You don't feel like waking up. So who does? Every day you say no to your dreams, you might be pushing your dreams back a whole 6 months, a whole year. That one single day, that one day you didn't get up, could have pushed your stuff back I don't know how long.
Don't allow your emotions to control you. We are emotional, but you want to begin to discipline your emotion. If you don't discipline and contain your emotions, they will use you. You want it, and you're going to go all out to have it. It's not going to be easy when you want to change. It's not easy. If it were in fact easy, everybody would do it. But if you're serious, you'll go all out. I'm in control here. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm coming back. And I'll be stronger and better because of it. You have got to make a declaration that this is what you stand for. You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. Take full responsibility for your life. Accept where you are and the responsibility that you're going to take yourself where you want to go. You can decide that I'm going to live each day as if it were my last. Live your life with passion, with some drive. Decide that you're going to push yourself. The last chapter to your life has not been written yet, and it doesn't matter about what happened yesterday. It doesn't matter about what happens to you. What matters is, what are you going to do about it?
This year, I will make this goal become a reality. I won't talk about it anymore. I can.
Persevere, I think, is important for everybody. Don't give up. Don't give in. There's always an answer to everything.
Wow. Don't give up and don't give in. Live your dreams.
I'm telling you, you can make whatever kind of money you want to make. You can have whatever you want to have. You can do whatever you want to do. Like, there are no limitations. And aren't you tired? There's some of y'all out there right now. You're tired. You know, somebody telling you when to come to work. Somebody telling you when to take lunch. Somebody telling you when to do a vacation. Somebody telling you what you can and cannot do. Some of us, we were born to fly. But what I'm telling you is, when you become the right person, what I mean by the right person is, once you identify who you are and you begin to separate yourself from the masses and you begin to see your individuality, when you begin to see your talents, when you begin to see your personal skills, all right, it's like this. If you ever wore a suit from the store before, that's one thing. But if you ever got a suit tailored, Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you ever got a tailored suit before, you know that it's different from going to buy a one-size-fits-all suit and then having a suit that's tailor-made. It fit different. The pants are different. The way you walk in it is totally different. Why? Because it's fit to you. And what I'm telling you is you need to have a tailor-made life. When you were created with a specific purpose, a specific design. I don't care if you was born and, you know, your parents didn't claim you. You still special. I don't care if your mama went in your life, your daddy went in your life. You are still special. When you were created, you were designed to do what nobody else can do. And I'm telling you, when you become the right person, when you become the right person, what you do is you start separating yourself from other people. You begin to have a certain uniqueness. As long as you're following other people, as long as you're being a copycat, you will never ever be the best copycat in the world. But you will be the best you could be. So I'm challenging you, number one, I'm challenging you to define your value, right? Number two, I challenge you, listen to me. If you want to make more money, if you want to be more successful, if you want to have and do stuff you ain't never done before, number two, I'm asking you to invest in you. That's right, invest what? Number one, I'm asking you to invest time. I'm asking you to invest time in yourself. Some of y'all, you spend so much time with other people. You spend so much time trying to get people to like you. You spend so much time trying to fit in that you don't even know who you are. You know other people more than you know yourself. You study them. You know about them. You want to hang out like them. You want to be just like them. And you know what? You've invested so much time in them, you don't know who you are. I challenge you to spend time by yourself. I challenge you to take yourself out. There's some young ladies right now, you fine, you pretty, you got it going on. Some brothers, you handsome, you suave, you got swag. But you know what your problem is? You've been in one relationship after another relationship, and you ain't never been in a good relationship because you don't even know you. You spend so much time taking her out. You spend so much time trying to impress him. You spend so much time buying her flowers, taking her out to lunch. You spend so much time calling him. You don't even know who you are. You heard what I said. You've invested so much of your time in being liked by other people, being loved by other people, being appreciated by other people, that you don't even know who you are. And I challenge you to invest time in your own self. I challenge you to get to a place when people don't like you, it don't even bother you no more. Why? Because you're not concerned with trying to make them happy, because you're trying to blow up. You're trying to get to the next level. E.T., I don't like the fact that you do this. I don't care. I'm not living my life for you. I'm living my life for me.
Remember, family, you are God's greatest miracle. You are a gift to the planet. And what you do with your life is a gift back. Choose love, family. Love is the only choice. And remember, not to just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. We're going to play The Whispers in this Christmas right here on The Love Journey. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the father wound. Yes, with a guy named Colin Pinckney all the way from North Carolina. He's a part of the Charlotte Hornets family. His story is powerful. That father wound. How many of us yearned and longed for a father to just show up? We're going to hear his story tomorrow right here on The Love Journey. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your love. And this is The Whispers this Christmas.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with tears and you. This Christmas and another go round. Your eyes outshine the town, yes they do. This Christmas, the fire.
I just want to remind you, if anybody wants to start getting their letters ready for Burning Bold coming up in January, don't wait till the last minute. I don't know why we always wait till the last minute, but don't wait till the last minute this year. Let's start thinking what we want to release, what we want to bring in, and just start thinking about it. And let's start putting it down. So if you want to mail it to me, you don't wait till the last day. Come on, family. We're having Burning Bold first Friday in January. Every year, get yourself together and start thinking about it. Merry Christmas again.
And I haven't even had a drink this morning. I'm all lit up like a beautiful Christmas tree, family. Have a great, amazing day. Love you.